Hi, this is Alina and Megan, and you're listening to Move Your Brain, Move Your Body podcast, where we dive into all things health, wellness, and fitness.
We are two certified athletic trainers, personal trainers, and nutrition coaches who met and graduated together from the University of Arkansas. And we want to do this podcast to spread our joy about treating our bodies well through nutrition, exercise, and knowledge. Hey everyone, welcome to Move Your Brain, Move Your Body podcast. This is Megan and Alina, and today what we're going to do, it's going to be just us, and we're going to do a little bit of a year in review for 2022. I honestly can't believe it's 2023. We're actually doing this on New Year's Day. So yeah, Alina, how are you feeling today?
So crazy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy to be in 2023.
I know. It's a big year. Going to be a big year. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we can just kind of get right into it.
Yeah.
What for you was like the most pivotal point of 2022? Like, what was the biggest thing that you can kind of reflect and look back on?
I think like there's different parts of our life potentially that change, right? And we're always going through growth periods. I think for me, that growth period was probably within my career over the summer, just being able to connect with other practitioners and work with other physicians and be able to do that part of my career. And it's been a blessing. It's been so great. I'm very grateful for my knowledge and experience that I've had. And now it's just about learning more. And I wouldn't say there was one thing that was very pivotal in this year. It was just overall the career growth that I've been experiencing has been amazing. And I'm very happy to be in this little journey. That's yeah, what I would say.
From the outside, I feel like 2022, I mean, honestly, the last 2 years have been a little bit of a blur for me because I've been busy with school, but yeah. I feel like 2022 for you was a big like collaboration year. Like you mm-hmm. really delved deep into like working with like optometrists yeah. and dentists and like really integrating that with what you're doing as an athletic trainer. So
yeah, like starting it and we'll see what happens, you know, where it goes. And if there's bigger opportunities, then you never know. What about for you, Megan? Because you do have a bigger thing happening at the beginning of this year, technically, just like finishing up. But what would you say out of 2022 was a very pivotal moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been like nose to the grindstone with school for the last couple of years. And finally, I graduated in December. So I'm officially done with my doctorate and done with school forever, which is amazing. I'll be taking my boards at the end of January, and I start work at a local private practice outpatient clinic that's like 5 minutes from my house in about a week and a half. So I'm super stoked about that. Really excited to have a place not only that's close to me, but just to have some mentorship like within my first year or two of practice. I'm definitely going to continue coaching like I have been for the last couple of years just because I mean, I absolutely love it. And I've met some really cool people just like through the interwebs and then through people referring other people to me. So it's something that I never really thought I would do. And then like every other coach in 2020, I kind of just started doing it. And then it became a way to sort of make it a little bit extra money on the side during school. But it's also just been great just like clinically and just through like a communication standpoint, just being able to like work with people and like help them move better. And like, you know, a lot of them are post, sorry, I'm still a little bit, recovering from some sickness. So hopefully I keep my voice this whole podcast. a lot of people that are like post acute rehab and are like going into more like performance, or maybe a woman that's like postpartum a little bit, out of that. And is just like kind of working through some things, just getting her body back to where it was before baby. So yeah, I mean, definitely graduation was the biggest part of 2022 for me. But overall, I just feel like it's been a really cool year. Just I'm hopeful and excited for the future and like what career-wise is going to happen for me. So
yeah. I'm excited for you too, because I've watched you do this for the last few years and it's very motivating. Not for everybody, but I think it's amazing for the people who, you know, can go back to school and push themselves like that. And it's a lot of respect. We did some amazing episodes this year. I want to touch on a couple things. I wanted to talk about like what we learned from these episodes and what episode you liked that we did. Because I just kind of scrolled through and I saw So if you want, I'll give you a second to scroll through and I'll tell you something I really love that we interviewed Ryan from Test My Home. I thought I got so much out of that podcast. And if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to that episode yet, that was so enlightening. He talked about mold. He talked about anything that you can get in a housing environment. He talked about EMF. He talked about what else? Water, air quality. And I just really absolutely loved that episode. I thought it was one of our hands down best ones for this year. And we also had, I was just looking at some other ones we had. Another one that was just like filled with info was Alexis, Dr. Alexis Cowan. That was nuts. She just kept spitting out information about gut health, about health and wellness in general. So I really like those. And then we recently had Emily on, and that episode has done very, very well. That was our last episode of this year. And Emily is always a wealth of knowledge and very well-rounded human. And I really liked interviewing her as well.
So, yeah, those were literally all the ones that I was going to say. But I'll add on to the Emily thing. Like, it turned, the conversation kind of went from like thyroid stuff into like business stuff, which I like hadn't even really like realized that she was like super big into like just optimizing your SEOs as like a, you know, from an online standpoint. So something that I'm really interested in is just like pursuing more of like what she has continuing education wise for clinicians that are have their own businesses. So that's actually something I plan on doing in the next short bit of time, because she's doing like some workshops and things like that.
Yeah, she told me recently she's releasing something like coming up soon. So maybe if this comes out in that timing, we'll link it below. But I think that will be very good for practitioners. We also had two people on talking about their experience with cancer. And that was a little bit of a different experience for us to have people on talking about more alternative treatments to cancer. And I thought that I think it's really good to have other alternative opinions on this show, because a lot of people that are listening want those alternative opinions. So the episode with Chris Wark, who wrote Crispy Cancer, that's the name of the book. And then we also had Freddie Kimmel on talking about his experience, and Freddie travels all over the world talking about his experience with cancer. And so those two episodes I thought were very interesting and just different than what we had normally had. But yeah, this year was filled with tons of great episodes. And we're really happy to have been able to share these with you. And of course, we're always looking for recommendations. If you have somebody you want us to interview, please let us know and we'll do so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's talk about a little bit of news, I guess. We kind of just decided in a very positive way that I'm going to kind of continue with doing this podcast more on my own. Megan has a lot of amazing things she's doing in her life. And well, you can, you just kind of mentioned about your job and just PT school and everything you've been through. But we decided that it might be good to get a little bit of a switch up on this podcast. So we just wanted to be open with our audience so that they don't think that anything actually is wrong.
Yeah. She's still in my wedding. We're still best friends. It's just better this way. Because I think there's a lot of people that Alina really wants to interview, and I just am going to get so busy with work. So it's just easier rather than trying to like coordinate all the different time zones and schedules and all that stuff than otherwise. Yeah. So
we wanted to be open with our audience to let them know that Move Your Brain, Move Your Body will kind of have a little change up with the hosting, but we love Megan and we will have her on for sure.
Sounds good.
The other thing too is I want to talk about so we've been doing this for about 3 years, which is pretty amazing that we started this in 2019. And what would you say, like, what has this podcast taught you? What has doing this podcast taught you?
Yeah, I mean, I think just like being really open-minded with just how different people approach, you know, medicine and health and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think we always want to get people on here that we're interested in, right? So we might be like a little bit of an echo chamber for ourselves, but I do think that we've had so many people on that have just like so much to share. And I've learned a ton and just been inspired a ton by a lot of people, but also just from a a communication standpoint, just being able to articulate things and sort of learn how to interview people, which, I mean, we're by no means like professionals at it, but I think it was fun to just be able to develop, you know, the ability to be an active listener and like engaging host without like talking over the person or, you know, just having it be like a good interview. So I think that was pretty valuable for sure. And I don't know where else I'll use it in my life, but I think it's good just from a personal development standpoint.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I would say that it's taught me how to listen more instead of speak, and definitely taught me about just being open-minded to other people's views. But I do want to say thank you to you, because this podcast started because I was struggling so much with my own health in 2019. I had to stop doing weightlifting, and I had talked about it on here before, and it was like I loved the sport of weightlifting, and I was just not great in a pretty depressive time and had lost something that I was committing a lot of hours to. And so I had come to Megan and I said, can you please, I really want to do a podcast. And she really didn't have the time for it. And she was like, okay, I'll do it just because you want to do it. And so I want to publicly thank Megan, because it's been really helpful. That time in my life was very hard, and it was so helpful for me to have this outlet. And we are so happy for the people that have joined us along the way and the people we've networked with. Me and you have both made amazing connections from this show. And it's just been a blessing for both of us in different ways. But for me, it's come from very internal healing aspect, and Megan really helped me do that. So I just wanted to thank Megan on here for helping me heal. So
my pleasure. I know you did the same for me. So
yeah. And we have a wedding to attend this year, so we have a lot of good things to still do. So
yeah,
we're super pumped for 2023. Thank you all for listening. And it's just going to be a little bit of some like branding changes and things like that. And some, maybe you'll get more episodes. We'll see what happens, how much I can handle in my schedule, but I already have a few that I've done. So it's going to be really good. So thank you guys. And yeah.
Thank y'all. Happy New Year.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Move Your Brain, Move Your Body podcast. Join in every week as we release new episodes.
Subscribe or leave us a rating at Apple Podcasts. If you have questions or topics to cover, please email moveyourbb@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram @moveyourbb.